transmission.
Edgegates, meine Kinder. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. Where are we? We're sitting in my car in the parking lot of Herrenhaven. It's time to look for some baby motts. And they're hiding right behind the building, underneath the shed. So we're going to get out of the car here. We're going to walk about, 10 or 15 meters. And see if we can find our baby motts. So we're going to kind of be a little bit quiet here. And we're going to sneak up all stealthily. And try to glance over this picket fence. I can see a hole, but I don't see any motties. Getting a little bit closer. I'm looking behind the shed. There's no motties playing back here. Okay, so we'll quietly sneak around to the front of the shed. And see if there's any motties sticking their faces out. And no, I do not see any. So we'll keep walking around the shed to the fourth side. See if there's any motties back here. No. The motties are still not out. And when I say still not out, what you need to understand is that I've already been here today. I woke up this morning, barely. It was about 11 a.m. local time. And it was dark. It was so dark that I thought it was like dawn. And so I was going to roll over and go back to sleep. So I rolled over, but then I saw the clock. It said 11 a.m. So I got up and I thought, oh, this will be a pretty good day for looking for baby motts and doing all kinds of fun stuff. And so I ate my breakfast. And as I was shoveling waffles into my face, it started to rain. But it was the kind of rain that's kind of good for spotting animals. It was the kind of rain that is a light drizzle. And that's a good time for spotting animals because they come out and they eat and stuff knowing that no humans are going to be walking around in the rain. So obviously I'm walking around in the rain. So I walked around in the rain today here at Herrenhaven and at the OPPD Arboretum. Got soaking wet and saw absolutely nothing. So now I'm creeping my way back into the mushroom garden here. And I'm sneaking up on a marmot den. Trying to see if there's any motties hanging around about by the hole. And no, there's no motties. Okay, well, I guess we might as well just walk out onto the boardwalk, see what's going on. Out on the water, see if we can find any dudes. And I suppose we could be looking for some mushrooms while we're at it. We might have gotten a little bit of fungal growth. Well, look right here. Here's some coprinus that came up in the last 24 hours. So, at least we know the mushrooms are growing. So, I'm walking back over to where we just were. I'm standing right next to my car. And we're going to walk back behind the building. And we'll take another look at the shed and everything. See if we can find our baby motts. Now, I do know that there are baby motts here because I saw them the other day. And you probably saw the photos of the baby motts. And if for some reason you missed the baby mott photos, oh my God. Oh my God! There's a baby mott right there in the field! Okay, I just walked around the building, and you know, there's this... Okay, where'd he go? Oh, I see him. He's right next to that log. Oh, he's gonna jump down into that little hole. Yes, I'm staring right into the face of a baby marmot, and he's trying to hide. He thinks he's tricky. I'm gonna pretend I don't see him. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, and here's a little bun hanging out under the bench. What else? Okay, I see another one. Yep. We got two baby marmots, and they're sort of in the bocage. They must have moved out from underneath the shed, and they're out there in these logs. Oh, I wonder if I can sneak up there and get some pictures. Oh, this guy's staring right at me. I can just barely see his white nose ring. Oh, there he is, sticking his head up. He says, oh,
who that guy is. All right, so I, and now second guy pokes his head out. I'm going to sneak up there. There's a little bench kind of up here. Oh, there he is. I see your face. I'm trying to sneak up on these guys. They're watching me. And one's over here and one's over there. Oh, and these are just the cutest baby motties. And I can see some mushrooms too. I'm going to try to get onto this bench and then get out my camera. I'm kind of... They can't see me now because I'm hiding behind some logs. There are some stumps. Well, they're not stumps. A big tree fell down. They were cut into pieces, and the big round logs were sort of put upright so people could sit on them back here behind the building in this little grassy area. One Mati is in a hole. He disappeared. Now, where'd that other one go? Well, that other one isn't paying any... Well, he's gone now, too. Okay, what does it all mean? I need to be in a better spot, so I'm gonna walk around and come over to the other side of this field. And there's a little bunny sitting under this bench. I don't want to hassle him. So I'm just gonna kind of sneak right by and get on this other bench. See if we can photograph these baby motts, but now they're down in the hole. Now that we got to get them to come back out and do motty stuff. I'm kind of surprised they haven't come back out yet. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to get out of this area and head into the forest, give them time to recuperate, so to speak. Let them get used to them. Let them get used to me not being here. And then we can come back and see what they're doing. I can see this one little guy. He's kind of, every once in a while he looks up. He doesn't quite stick his head up out of the hole, but I can just see him peeking between the blades of grass. Wow, there's a lot of coprinus mushrooms up here. That's nice. I'm getting really close to the various holes now. This is a strange den. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna back off and let them get re-comfortable with what they're doing. And then we'll try to snap some photos of these guys. Oh, one guy just came back out of the secondary. Ah, dang it. One of those baby motts just came out of the secondary hole. He didn't see me at first because I was kind of behind a log. Then he saw me and kind of went zipping back into the hole. So, all right, we're going to leave these guys alone for a minute. We're going to walk our way out to the boardwalk, see what's going on out on the water. The wind is starting to pick up. It wasn't this windy a minute ago. Are we going to have some more storm? I guess we're going to find out. And as I walk through the forest here, I can feel drops of water falling on me. Is it raining? Or is this just residual water that was on the leaves being blown off the trees and onto our little Tobster at this time? Who knows? If it starts raining, though, I will have to abruptly end this broadcast, and you'll hear me resume in the car. Wow, it's getting windy out here. Well, there's nothing going on out here in the boardwalk except for a lot of wind blowing around. And why am I even out here? I came here to see baby motties. What is that down in there? That's just nothing. All right, so let's... What am I doing? We're here to watch baby motties. We're just going to have to go sit in the grass and wait for those motties to come back out. I'm probably gonna lose my batteries, though. Oh well, it'll be worth it. We just gotta get lots of pictures of those baby motts, because they're so motty. Alright, I'm almost out of the forest, and I'm kind of approaching the bocage from behind. And although there's lots of fallen stuff, yeah, no, I can't really see back here. Not at this time of the year. But as we get up here, we might be able to see back behind the chunks of wood that are hiding the motts. And now we're not going to be able to see anything from this angle, so we got to sort of sneak around the corner here. Oh yes, and I can see a baby mott with his head out of the hole. Oh, now he sees me and he's looking at me. And I see something. Oh no, that's just that rabbit again. Oh, okay, he's sticking his head up real high. Now he's looking at me. He says, who that dude is? Alright, I'm going to position myself so that there is a log between me and him. And I'm going to crouch down real low, and I'm probably going to have to start crawling on my hands and knees so this guy can't see me. Alright, I'm about 3 meters from the hole. He's just sitting there looking at me. I'm going to try to take a picture. Well, I must have spooked these guys pretty good, because they haven't popped back up out of their holes yet. And I've been wondering how many there are, and I've only seen two at the same time. So it's possible there's only two, but usually there's more than that in a litter. I don't know how much more I want to hang out here waiting for them. And although it's not raining and it's not hot, it's extremely humid. It's, you know, 99% humidity or something like that, because it, you know, rained and everything is wet. And it is very uncomfortable, for me at least. I'm sure it's probably really pleasant for other people. However, for me, it just feels like there's some kind of acid mist in the air and stinging my skin. Where's my motties? Come back out, baby motties. I tried to snap a couple of pictures. I don't know if I actually got any, though. You never know if you're going to be able to see the mottie in the grass. Where are these guys? Come on, you clowns. Come back out here. I want to play. I want to play mottie games. Plus, I'm starting to run out of patience, so I think I'm going to approach the holes here very slowly, very stealthily. I'm standing right over one of the little holes, and there's no noses down there. You know, sometimes you can see a little nose poking out. I'm looking for noses. Nobody's even looking out of the holes. You know, it occurs to me that I must be being watched from some other location that I cannot see, because these guys are avoiding me like the plague right now. Okay, fine. I know when I'm being secretly watched, so I will nonchalantly walk away. Do-do-do-do-do. Nothing to see here. Nothing going on over here. No mottie business. Okay, all marmots, get back to work. Am I out of their line of sight now? I don't know. Come on, motties. Alright, so since we got some time to kill, I'm walking back into the mushroom garden. Wind's picking up a little bit. I can hear somebody's car alarm going off over at the golf course. And, wait a second, is it starting to rain? Or is that just wind blowing water off the leaves? Okay, I'm sneaking back up to that other marmot den that's in the mushroom garden here. Standing on my tiptoes, try to get a peek. Yeah, there's no action over there. Let's take this little mottie trail in the grass here and walk right up to this mottie den and stand over the hole. See if we can see any motties down in there. Any mottie noses. Hey, motties! I know there's a mottie that likes to live in here. And there's some bugs flying around the hole, so this hole is probably in use. But we're not seeing any motties today. Not in this hole, anyway. Alright, so let's go back up into the mushroom garden here. look around. Maybe we can find some mushrooms. Well, there actually are a couple of mushrooms here and there, here in the mushroom garden, but they're dried up and old. These are from, well, like last week sometime. If it rains some more tonight, tomorrow will be a good mushroom day, I think. So we'll probably be out looking for mushrooms. I'm now walking out of the mushroom garden and I'm heading back behind the building. See if we can spot some of our baby motts again. See if they're out playing in the grass. I'm gonna come around here real slowly and kind of stay out of their line of sight. Although I can see the area that they were in, I'm not seeing any motties. Maybe their mommy made them stay inside. I'm not nearly as dangerous as everybody thinks. Well, as marmots think anyway. This is so annoying. I wants to see my baby motties. And they are not coming out to play. Come on, motties. Every time I plan to go get some Motti pictures and get some video and we'll have a big baby Motti show. And then the baby Mottis don't want to show up. Okay. That's an interesting concept. And I'm looking in the weed line. Because, you know, there's all these weeds that grow up along the edge of the bocage. Part of this is mowed. Because it's just grass. And then behind everything, there's this tall grass, and I don't see anybody peeking out at me. Well, this is no good. I don't see any kind of crazy movement back here. I'm going to stand up here to get a better vantage point. But the problem with standing up here on this bench is that now anything on the ground can see me, and I look really big and really scary. So, here's a tip from me. If you want to get close to a marmot, be small. Act small. Get as small as you can, and then pretend like you're not paying any attention to the marmot at all. Pretend you're doing something else, and those motties will watch you, and you can surreptitiously watch the motties. Yeah, I'm looking down in the hole. I don't see any noses. All right. The humidity is just about to kill me, so I think we might have to go back inside. It's probably only 65 degrees, but it's hot to me. I have to go get into an air-conditioned building just so it'll be dry. The air will be dry. The sound you're probably hearing is a very large crack of thunder, and it's starting to drizzle some more. I think it's going to rain. I think we're going to have ourselves a good old-fashioned cloudburst. So I'm kind of heading back to the car here. Super interesting, super fun, I know. I'm getting kind of angry that I'm not finding as many baby marmots as I should. We're going to have to go back to OPPD. Should we go there now? Or do I want to cool off? Oh, I don't know. Where else do I think there's some baby marmots? Oh, there's probably some in the creek by my house. I haven't even checked down there forever. All right, so what to do? I think we're going home. Yeah, it's raining. And we got thunder, and I'm looking up, and wow, whereas it was kind of clear, we now got black thunderclouds. So, open the car here. Yeah, raining, drips. Ugh. I don't need to get any more soaking wet than I already was. So, all right. Let's head back to the studio. And my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You are listening to Anon Radio. And we are back in the studio after having traveled to Herrenhaven to look for baby marmots, only to find them disappearing on us. And then it started raining. And not only did it start raining, when I was driving back from Herrenhaven, oh boy, The skies just opened up. Buckets, sheets, entire hogsheads of water just being thrown down. And I drove up Manderson Street on the way back because, you know, those turkeys live over there. And sure enough, as I was driving up, I saw a turkey under a pine tree taking refuge from the rain. And as I was driving by, two hens were running up through these people's yard to hide under the tree from the rain with the other turkey. So that was awesome. So I got to see three turkeys. And then when I got home, I noticed that my grass seemed to be shorter than when I left 30 minutes previously. So that means that the lawnmower guys came. And so my cat got the double whammy, because not only is there lightning and thunder and lots of noises, there's also the lawnmowers. And so the cat is hiding in her thunder hut as we speak. It's still raining. It's calmed down a little bit. We had lots of good lightning and thunder there for a couple minutes, but now it seems like it's wimping out again. I'm going to plug my camera into my trusty Raspberry Pi here, and we're going to see if we actually manage to get any photos of those baby motts today. All right, this card goes in the little thingy, then the thingy gets plugged into the Pi. We wait for this to come up. All right, so we open up the image viewer here, find our directory of photographs, open them up. And here's some photos from yesterday. Click forward. Oh, dang it, almost. I do have one photograph, and maybe you can still hear the thunder in the background. I've got the window open. I've got one photograph, but it's not in focus. And it's just this baby mutt kind of sticking his head up out of the hole looking right at me. But it is not a good photograph. Damn. Oh, well. You can't get the good ones all the time. This is not one of those times. He's a cute little baby marmot with chubby cheeks, though. Just like all babies. Oh man. I'm going to have to close this window. I'm letting in too much humidity. It's killing me. I got to turn my air conditioner on. This is ridiculous. The humidity is about knocking me out. Ugh. It stings. It feels like, how do I describe it? I guess you could kind of describe it as being like a sunburn. So imagine sitting inside and feeling sunburned. And that's what humidity does to me. Oh, it just feels like little needles on the insides of my arms trying to poke their way out while somebody sprinkles lemon juice all over me. And where that might smell nice, oh, it smells so lemony fresh. It's not a pleasant feeling. So instead, I think I'll have a nice sip of this iced tea I have here. It's nice and cool. And I'm getting more hydrated. Hooray! And here's the weirdest part. Because I got caught out in the rain, my hair is now wet. And, you know, it's just more humidity. And so now I've got a wet head that's making me sting, so I might have to go blow dry my hair. Which is even stupider, because now I've got to put it on hot, the hair dryer on hot, and then heat my head up, which would make things worse. What am I going to do? These are the problems I have in my life. Should I dry my hair or not? I am glad it's raining, though, because rain obviously produces mushrooms, and you know how much I love mushrooms. So maybe tomorrow we're going to be going out looking for mushrooms. And I think we will go to the Arboretum, because we can check for mushrooms, and we can look for more baby motties. I know where there's some marmot dens there, so we can be looking for the little zoodlers. Oh well, I guess I can take the photographs card out of the Pi, which means I have to unmount it because it's a drive. And what's the command for unmounting things? That's right, U-mount. U-M-O-U-N-T. I just typed it into my computer. That's stupid. Why not just make it unmount? Why does it have to be U-mount? You know how many times I've typed in unmount and then nothing happens? I get an error? Who thought U-mount would be better? I mean, just add another letter, make it unmount. Or make it something different, like U-M-N-T. That might make a little bit more sense. But no, it's U-mount. Jeez. U-mount media slash coolpix. Enter. And somehow that magically works. Okay, so now we unplug the thing, take the card out of the thing, pick up the camera, open the camera, ka-chow. Then we put the card back in the camera, ready to take some pictures of baby marmots, hopefully tomorrow. And maybe some mushrooms tomorrow. Dang, I gotta get me some good shots of these baby marmots, because baby marmots are the greatest thing ever. And I know you agree, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to Dubious Marmot Committee. And you know what's weird? I just noticed a reduction in the background noise. So my first reaction is to look out the window, and yes, it has in fact stopped raining. I'm kind of tempted to run back outside, maybe run back to Harrenhaven, start looking for baby marmots again. But we're falling a little short on time here. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to be going back out today. Oh, yeah, but, you know, I probably shouldn't say that. I might get the urge to go out in a little while. In a couple of hours, if it hasn't kept raining, maybe I will go out again. Who knows? It's kind of random decisions to make around here. Huh? In other news, I got no mail today. Opened up my mailbox and there was nothing in it. Not even any trash addressed to occupant or resident. I got no junk mail today and no regular normal mail. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't even know. So thirsty. Gonna have some more tea. Ah. That's pretty good. That's my Earl Grey tea. I just make it super extra strong for the iced tea version of it. So deliciously. And since we've got the computer on and fired up, we might as well check out what's going on over at my terrain building website. I'm a moderator there, which means I kill spam. And let's see what we got. Anything new? Oh, yes. Here's a new post by one of our new guys. He's a Warhammer kid. We'll see what he's up to. He's building some stuff and asking for advice. And we're all jumping in, giving him great tips. Because isn't that what internet community life is all about? Sure it is. Oh, and this guy has a new question for us. He's asking, can you dry brush static grass? That's a good question. I do, in fact, have a reply for him. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because we're running out of time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 1958 UTC. And that means it's time for me to wrap things up. So, this is the part where I say, you have been listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day, right here, on Anon Radio, at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day, at least for another week, because we're going to find baby marmots and take good pictures of them eventually, and we're going to find some good mushrooms real soon, so be sure to stay tuned. And speaking of staying tuned, stay tuned for coming up next is the sound show genre mix and discussion starring our very own Barnacle. That's coming up next, so stay tuned. I guess that's about it for me, so I'm just going to say I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...